Now a profile of a man who's working to help children stay away from crime and violence, and he's doing it in a place that has more than its share of trouble, Oakland, California. His name is Takuma King.
These djembes. And then there's one right there that's called Ndingo, baby.
Takuma King is using drumming to help children who grow up exposed to violence, gangs, and drugs. Reporter Carrie Seed has our profile.
Listening is a skill. Listening is a
skill.
For the past 20 years, Takuma King has hosted free drumming classes for children.
Ba-boom, boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Here in Oakland at the M. Robinson Baker YMCA, King is putting his band through the paces.
One, two, three, four.
He stands in the middle of the gymnasium, surrounded by 10 to 12-year-old boys with African drums strapped around their waists. They're a sharply dressed group. King wears faded weightlifting pants, an old t-shirt, and a ball cap. The boys stand at attention while he bobs and weaves around them, calling out the beat.
Your voice is the drum. Your body is the drum. Your mind is the drum. You have a question?
Yeah, if you can say something, a rhythm thing, that means you can play it.
I like that. If you can say it,
you can play it.
One of the first things you notice about the class is that Takuma King is not giving these boys a break. He expects his students to transcend their age and their environment.
Why did you do the wrong part? You weren't paying attention. Do it again.
25-year-old Jose Lorenzo learned to drum from King when he was a boy. Now his son Amir is in the class. He says King helps him to be a better parent.
I think it's necessary when you're dealing with kids in the inner city. I really see it as strength. A strong black male figure is what our community has been lacking. I'm a black parent and a father. I really look up to him.
Takuma King knows what it takes to survive the inner city. In the early 1960s, he grew up in a housing project on Chicago's South Side.
You had that many people stacked in there like prisons and like bees. We've sit on the curb and watched people shoot each other. It's almost like the only thing we didn't have was the popcorn.
King's own sister was murdered in the breezeway of his building. But, he said, people in the projects took care of the kids.
And it's always been a tradition like that. You know, you having people on the block, they see kids out playing. It's like, y'all boys ain't doing nothing. Y'all are throwing them rocks. Come here. Go look in the garage. There's some drums in there. You go take them drums out and you set them drums up. Y'all gonna play them.
King started these drumming classes for Oakland kids back in the 80s when his son Yaheem was young. Yaheem was murdered in Berkeley 9 years ago. King says losing Yaheem broke his heart. But he draws hope from his drum students.
Kids become some musicians, become great musicians, just like that.
He stands in the middle of the drum circle, taking care of the children he's got left. This is Carrie Seed for NPR News in Oakland, California.